Bible reading number 97, Joshua 2, verses 1 through 24. Rahab helped the two spies. Joshua the son of Nun sent out two spies from Shittim secretly. Joshua said to them, "Go, look over the land closely, especially the city of Jericho." So the men came to Jericho. They went to the house of a prostitute and stayed there. This woman's name was Rahab. Someone told the king of Jericho, "Listen, some men from the Israelites have come here tonight. They are spying on the land." So the king of Jericho sent this message to Rahab, "Bring out the men who came to you and entered your house, because they have come to spy on all our land." However, the woman had taken the two men and had hidden them. She said, "Yes, they did come here, but I didn't know where they came from. It was getting dark, about the time when they closed the city gate. The men left. I don't know where they went. Run quickly after them. Maybe you can catch them." But the woman had taken the men up to the roof and hidden them under stalks of flax. She had spread the flax out on the roof to dry. So the king's men chased after them. They went to the places where the people crossed the Jordan River. After the pursuers left the city, the gate was shut. Before the Hebrew spies laid down to sleep that night, Rahab went up to them on the roof. She said to the Jewish men, "I know that Yahweh has given this land to your people. You terrify us. Everybody who lives in this land is melting with fear as we wait for you to invade us. We have heard how Yahweh dried up the waters of the Red Sea when you came out of Egypt. We have also heard about what you did to King Sihon and King Og, how you completely destroyed those two Amorite kings who lived east of the Jordan River. And when we heard this, we got very scared. Now our men are afraid to fight you. This is because Yahweh, your God, is the true God in the heavens above and on the earth below. So now I beg you, make a vow to me by Yahweh. Promise that you will show kindness to my family, just as I showed you kindness. Give me some assurance that you will keep the truth of your word. Promise me that you will allow my whole family to stay alive. Save the lives of my father, my mother, my brothers, my sisters, and all of their families from death." The men agreed. They said, "But do not tell anyone what we are doing. When Yahweh gives us the land, we will be loyal to you. You can trust us." Rahab's home was built into the city wall. She lived within the wall. So she used a rope to lower the men down through a window. She said to them, "Go into the hills. Those who are chasing you will not find you there. You must hide there for 3 days. After the searchers return, you can go on your way." The Jewish men said to her, "You must do as we are telling you. Otherwise, we cannot be responsible for keeping our vow. You are using a red rope to help us escape. Listen, when we return to this land, you must tie this red rope in this particular window. This is the window that you lowered us through. Assemble your father, your mother, your brothers, and your entire family into your house. If anyone inside your house is hurt, we will be responsible. If anyone goes outside the doors of your house into the street and is killed, it is his own fault. We cannot be responsible for him. But you must not tell anyone about this pact. If you do, we are free from it." Rahab answered, "I agree to this." So she sent them away, and they left. Then she tied the red rope in that window. The Jewish men left and went into the hills. They stayed there for 3 days. The king's men searched for them all along the road, but they never found them. So they went back to Jericho. Then the two men began their return trip. They came down from the hills and crossed over the Jordan River. Then they went to Joshua the son of Nun, and they reported to him everything that had happened to them. They said to Joshua, "The always present one has certainly put all of the land into our grasp. All the people who live in that land are melting with fear before we even invade them.